The South African artist, Sue Williamson, tells us why her series, A Few South Africans, depicting female leaders of the anti-apartheid movement, was so needed in the 1980s, when images of these women were unknown. Williamson's larger prints were also circulated as postcards, a form of activism that was met with hostility by many South Africans.
At that time, those images, we didn't know what Winnie Mandela looked like. We didn't know what Albertina Sisulu looked like. I actually had no idea. And I started out the idea that I would make portraits around people who were important to that community. But then one day I picked up a Christian Science Monitor and I saw this beautiful portrait of a woman and I read that it was Winnie Mandela. And I was totally astonished because actually I had never seen a picture of Winnie Mandela because they just never appeared in the white press. They just didn't. They weren't there. You didn't ever see portrait. And as an activist, we had a conference in 1982, which was held in Botswana, and it was called Art Toward Social Development. And the idea was that artists had a responsibility, if there was something wrong in this society, that they had to do something to change it. And it seemed to me that that was something that I could do to change. I thought when I was making them of those sort of Renaissance portraits where you see somebody was sitting central to the image and behind them, there's this landscape, very often of battles and dragons and cities, and it tells their stories. When I showed the work for the first time, I exhibited it at a gallery in Cape Town at the end of 1984, and Helen Joseph came down from Johannesburg to open the exhibition, and she thanked me and said, "You've taken our history out of the cupboard and you've put it on the wall." They've been referred to as amongst the South African icons of the 80s. I think it was something that people could hold on to know that there were these women in society that were fighting for liberation. I think we need to know our own history. And although these people, these women are now a part of, well, not all of them are, Mampela is still extremely active, but I think it's very important to have these and to remember their to remember their contribution. All of those prints were quite labor intensive and they were artworks and they were in galleries. But I believed as an activist in getting information out on the streets. So these postcards were made and distributed in alternative bookshops and in craft fairs. And they became very well known and people would have them stuck up on their fridges. In fact, I still get emails saying, your postcards have fallen off my fridge. Please send me another set. And the postcards weren't always well received. I remember one year, there's always a national arts festival in Grahamstown in July. Grahamstown is a small town in the Eastern Cape. And one year, I suppose it was probably about 1987 or 8, I sent a packet of the postcards up to the Christian bookshop saying that I thought they might be interested in stocking them as a festival item. And I got back a letter saying that they did not believe in such communistic material, and they'd had no alternative but to hand them over to the security police, which I thought was quite funny, actually, because I wouldn't have expected to have got that reaction from a so-called Christian bookshop. And I had another occasion where a woman actually spat on them when we had them on a craft stall. So, I mean, they weren't always greeted with delight and enthusiasm. But most of the time, I felt that it was important to have them. It was very interesting, this thing of the state and the control and how they regarded art. It seemed that if it was in the galleries, they kept an eye on it. I did get messages that the security police had been in to look at my work from the gallerists. But generally, they didn't mind if it was in the gallery. But if you made something that was a public piece of art, graffiti, posters on the wall, anything like that, anything that could directly affect the public, you got a very much stronger reaction.